So welcome to the first Coding for Fun show. This is going to be kind of a monthly show of interviewing different developers that do fun and interesting projects. First episode here, I've got Andy Beaulieu, who has created a physics helper library in Silverlight. Hi, Mom. Very good. And so Andy, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm based in central New York, and I'm a software developer and trainer. Most of my day job is writing an application that tracks vehicle fleets over a map. Mm-hmm. But by night, I do some training on the side as well, and by night I like to code Silverlight applications and games. My day job is Silverlight as well, but the fun stuff is in off hours.
Of course, it always has to be. You can never get paid for the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So your project is this physics helper library for Silverlight.
Yeah, so the physics helper library, Jeff Weber created this really neat physics engine called Farseer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly used by XNA
games. Yep, definitely seen that in XNA games, yep.
Yeah. And Bill Reese, who's another Silverlight aficionado, ported it to Silverlight back in the Silverlight 1.1 alpha days.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really neat, you know, you ported all the demos, but it was still kind of hard to use. You had to define geometries in your code, and, you know, it was difficult to line up your artwork with boundaries, and you had to deal with, you know, defining friction and all these crazy physics properties.
Because it was all code-based, there was no editor or anything
for it? Yeah, so it was hard, because it was a generic physics library, mm-hmm. so it's hard to match the physics classes with your XAML in Silverlight,
sure, right.
or in XNA, or your bitmaps, you know, whatever you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, I just want to draw this stuff in Blend and have it magically get translated into physics objects. So that's what I did. That's the physics helper library.
Okay, makes perfect sense. Can you give us a little brief rundown of like what the Farseer physics engine does and what features it has?
Yeah, so you can create, objects with mass, and it'll handle the collisions between the objects. You can define friction. You can create joints.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can create a ragdoll, and I'll actually show you. You know, you can create joints and define an arm, and it'll do all the collisions and the moving of the joints.
Okay.
So all that math stuff that I wouldn't personally want to write, it handles all of that.
Yeah, no, I'm terrible at math, so no, good. Yeah. So you like assign properties to the joints of, you know, like weights and things,
yeah,
or gravity?
Yeah, spring values,
okay.
Their minimum and maximum angle,
okay.
you know, and how fast they spring back, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So gravity, you could have no gravity if you want to do a space simulation. You could have things fall down or to the right, you know.
Okay, all right. So what kind of projects have you done with this library?
Yeah, mostly games. I did one business app, which didn't, you know, kind of as a joke, where you hit the submit button and it all just falls to the ground. All the fall down. So that got a pretty good laugh. But, you know, as far as business use, there are physics and business apps like Deep Zoom. If you think about it, when you take things and drag them around,
mm-hmm.
there's physics, you know, if you flick it hard, it goes farther.
But that inertia-based physics?
Yeah.
And so that's all part of Farseer? You can do the same sort of thing?
Yeah, you could. Farseer's probably overkill.
Probably, okay.
Like
okay.
But you could do it. I'd probably just code. I can code that much physics.
That's probably easy enough,
you know?
Yeah. I was thinking like, you know, Microsoft Surface, where you got the big squares and you can flick them around the screen, they bounce off the edges and things like that.
Yeah, yep, you could do that in Farseer.
In fact,
some people have ported my helper library to WPF.
Okay,
so
you can use it straight in WPF.
Yeah, they can do Surface stuff.
Okay.
So there's demos out there on my blog. People have done videos where they're using their fingers to flick little ragdolls around. And
okay,
like that.
Excellent. Very cool. So I guess let's maybe take a look at some code, maybe show us an example or two of how to use it.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are in Visual Studio. I've created a fresh Silverlight application. And the first thing I need to do in order to use the physics helper library is I need to add references to a couple of assemblies, the Farseer physics engine and the physics helper library itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to add those in. And the next thing, because this is a game, we want to have a canvas layout, because that's going to enable us to position things at specific XY coordinates. So I'm going to go ahead and switch that, and I'm also going to make it a wee bit bigger so we have a little more playing room. Now I can open this guy in Blend, and we're going to do some physics design work type stuff over in Blend, draw some things out, and then add physics controls.
Okay.
So we'll zoom out here a little bit. And I'm going to let's first draw out a little ground. so. And we're going to color the ground a nice green, say. And now we'll draw out a little car to play with. So I'm just going to set the width and height to equal amounts, so that's a round wheel. And let's add a couple of those guys in. So we've got a couple wheels to play with. And maybe we should color them nice blue. And now we need a car body. Something like that. Okay, so now we've got our beautiful car and some ground. Now we've got to add physics controls in order to bring this to life. So I'm going to come into the asset library, and I'm going to take first a physics controller. The physics controller handles the main simulation. It's got the references to all the Silverlight object or Farseer objects.
Okay.
And I'm going to name this physics controller 1. And down here you'll see that this adds to blend this little physics category. And so this is where you can control gravity, you know, the main simulation attributes.
Okay.
I'm going to set this little thing, mouse pick enabled. That's going to allow me to pick things up with a mouse and drag them around. So that's a neat little quick toy. So there's our main guy. Now, we don't want all of these things to just fall. If I ran this right now, these would all just fall to the ground. So I want the ground to stay where it is. I'm going to add a physics static holder to the ground. Okay. And so I first have to name this guy, this XAML element. I want to name him ground. And then the physics static holder, I can tell its body property under physics here to hold ground in place.
Okay. Okay.
Now we need a couple of joints for the wheels. Let's name these other car parts. I'm going to name this car body. Let's name this guy wheel back. And this other wheel will be wheel front. So we want to join our wheels to the car and have them rotate. So to do that, we can add a joint class. So the physics joint class, it's kind of neat. It actually reads its center position as where the joint should be located. So if I zoom in here, we just want to make sure that that joint is at the center of that wheel, give or take. So, because that's where that thing will be created. So it's a visual placement. Add a second joint there. And we also have to tell the joints what to join. So again, under the physics attributes here, we can tell it body 1, we'll say car body, and body 2, wheel back. Or actually, this is wheel front, this joint. And we also have to give it a collision group. Otherwise, that joint, you'll see it like fighting to get away from the other object because they'll be getting collision events.
Okay.
So by giving them the same collision group, it'll apply to both bodies and they'll live together happily.
Okay.
So we want to do the same thing here. For the wheel back, it's going to join car body and wheel back. And same thing, we can give it a collision group. And, you know, I think that's about it. So we're going to save that. Let's go out to Visual Studio. We're going to suck in those changes and let's run it. Okay. Just add debugging. And boop, there goes our car down on the thing. And so because I enabled that mouse pick property, I can also pick this guy up, fling him around, you know, throw him off the screen. Okay, so we can also add interactivity to this. Like maybe when the user presses the key down, you know, when there's key down events for the arrow keys, maybe we want to add torque to that back wheel.
Okay.
So we'll spin that wheel and make the car move. So let's add a little code to do that. So out in the code behind here, I've got some little snippets. So first thing, I'm going to need a couple of variables. So we're basically just going to look for a key down or a key up event, and we're going to set a Boolean flag when the key is down, and then release the flag when it's up. So simple little game technique there. And we're going to have to handle a few event handlers on here. We're going to have to handle the key down event, the key up event, and also, the physics controller has a little timer loop, and that's for each iteration of the simulation. It fires this event up for us.
Okay.
So we can grab that event and move the car, do whatever we want. So let's add a little bit of code for that event handler.
So that's fired like once at the end of each calculation for the entire model?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So it's the default is going to be 60 frames per second.
Okay.
That's the Silverlight default, but you could up that if you want. So I just added a little more code here. I'm going to handle the page key down event and just set those flags.
Mm-hmm.
And the key up event, I'm going to set those flags to false. And then in the little timer tick event, I'm going to say, hey, if the key is down, key left is down, and the torque isn't quite so high in either direction, because we don't
right.
want it to go crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just giving a little governor there. I don't want it to go over 30,000 in the negative or positive torque.
Okay.
So if that's okay, then we're going to go ahead and apply some torque to the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and try to run this guy. And hopefully I named all my elements as the code snippet says. Okay, so there's my little guy going down. And let it settle out. Now if I hit the left key, I'm adding torque to the thing, so I can get it going left or right. And let's give it a good boost here. Make this a little bigger and we'll go right off ramp. There he goes. So, you know, you can do, that was a real simple example. But
it's amazingly easy to set that up. Yeah.
That's
impressive, yeah.
So if we go to, I have a site here, sprightehand.com, where I put up my fun stuff, games.
Playground, Silverlink.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So here I've got, these are the demos that come with the physics helper, so you get all the code for these demos. This is a little falling guy, and this also shows the camera controller, so if I take them and slow them down, you'll see the camera zooms in,
mm-hmm.
and then let it get in there, and then if I let go, as it speeds up, it'll zoom back out for us.
The camera controller is an object that's part of the
yep.
engine? Okay.
Yeah, so it's another control you put on the screen, you set your physics object that you want to follow, and it'll just scroll the screen
okay.
around for you. So. And there's some simple examples. Here's a little egg on a hill. This is even simpler than our car demo. This one here shows, you know, a little car going down, and this has a spring. So those joints we created, you can also add an angular spring property,
mm-hmm.
and they'll spring back like that. And these are the best ones here, the little ragdoll demos. So these guys are all just joints. You can pick them up and have your way with them. Yeah,
uh-huh.
throw them off the screen. And you can keep adding these guys in here. He got hung up. He doesn't want to die. Go. And then there's a kind of like the thing we just built. There's a little vehicle simulation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my latest creation here, back on Sprite Hand. Let's go right back to the main site. This is called Boss Launch, and so I just threw this together. And you know, I mean, really the most work here was drawing the artwork
mm-hmm.
out, which
mm-hmm.
you know I'm so-so, I guess, with. I tried to minor in art, but
better than I could have done.
So here's the thing here is this guy's a ragdoll. This is your boss, and you can fling him at stuff to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to knock down so many objects. So I just threw him at the pizza boxes, and I almost cleared out enough. Oh, there we go. I unlocked the next level.
I spent about 20 minutes on this the other day.
So it's neat. You go through different environments. Like there's a forest environment.
Mm-hmm.
If you get really far, there's a moon, you know, you end up on the moon, and that was actually a suggestion from a friend of mine, and he wanted the gravity lowered, but it turned out it didn't work so well because the moon is about 1/6 the gravity
right,
of Earth,
right.
So my play field had to be like
extremely
really
long,
large.
Right?
Forget it, you know, we'll do the moon, but it's regular gravity.
Okay.
So, you know, let me just show you, you know, that's the gist of, there's some other games out here that don't use physics, so they're kind of fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the physics library itself, let's look at a little bit of that code.
Okay.
I can show you how that works.
Sure.
So those little, you saw in Blend, we had that physics category,
mm-hmm.
and all the properties, you know, we exposed on our user controls were there. That's actually pretty easy to do in Silverlight, and you create a user control, and you give it a category property, and so that category, it has to be a dependency property.
Okay.
And that category will be shown in Blend.
So just by providing that attribute, it'll show up?
Yeah, it's
okay.
just attribute-based, so that's really easy.
Nice.
Let's see, I got a couple other breakpoints here. Okay, so this is just to show you the composition target rendering. That's an event that's exposed in Silverlight. And so for every frame that's rendered in Silverlight, you'll get this event.
Okay.
And this is where the physics controller does its magic, you know,
mm-hmm.
updating the simulation. So if you up your frame rate on the Silverlight plugin, you can do that in the HTML, the object parameters.
Okay.
If you up it to 100 frames per second, then it'll affect the physics simulation.
Okay.
So you can toy with that a little bit. This is kind of neat too. You know, I just dropped that physics controller onto a canvas. And so what it did is in the creation, in the loaded event for that physics controller, it's just peeking out at its parent. And it's saying, where do I live? Do I live inside a canvas? If I do, then I'm going to go out, get all the objects in that canvas, and translate them into physics objects.
Okay, so it just grabs everything that's apparent and turns it into the physics
object.
All right.
So then it's just up to you to do like the joint definitions, static folders, cameras, stuff like that. So, you know, that's the gist of the controller. All this code is on CodePlex.
Okay.
Physics Helper, or codeplex.com/physicshelper. Or physicshelper.com.
Yeah, I think they changed the addresses the other day. Yeah.
So if you go to either of those sites, you can download it.
Okay. And everything's open source?
Yeah.
Available? Okay.
Yeah. So it's all under an MSPL license here. I put it under some flexible license.
Okay.
So, and also Farseer is open source.
Mm-hmm.
So you can download all that code. I've actually had to make some tweaks to Farseer on some of my games. Like I had problems with objects passing through other objects, and so I had to up some internal parameters that weren't exposed through the classes. So that's about it.
Okay. So are you working on anything newer with the physics engine? Any new features coming along? Or?
Yeah, I've done some work with parallax scrolling for the camera, and that was used in Boss Launch.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you notice, there was multiple layers to Boss Launch, and so with parallax, layers that are closer to you move slower.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are farther away. It's just an old school game.
It's old 16-bit Street Fighter. I mean, that's...
So, you know, you can, in the new version that I'll release shortly, I was kind of just tweaking things as I did Boss Launch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll upload that. You'll be able to do parallax scrolling easily.
Okay.
As far as games, I got, like, so many ideas, but I just don't have the time, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Kids and everything. So, as I have time, I'll spend a couple hours here and there making little games.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for being on the first show, being the guinea pig here and trying
it out.
Once again, Andy Beaulieu, I'm Brian Peek. This has been the Coding for Fun show, and we'll see you hopefully in about a month or so with another great project.